Think of it this way. The goldfish isn't just some boring starter pet. It's actually a 1,000-year-old selective breeding project that started in Imperial China.
It's the ultimate example of humans reshaping nature for pure aesthetics, starting with silver carp mutations during the Jin Dynasty and turning them into status symbols.
And this is where it gets wild. By the Song Dynasty, the color yellow was actually reserved for the imperial family, so everyone else had to stick to the orange ones.
But what if we look past the colors? The biology is actually fascinating, specifically their vision. They're tetrachromats, meaning they can see ultraviolet light that's invisible to us.
Wait, actually, let me back up for a second, because the most persistent myth is that they have a 3-second memory, when research shows it's at least 3 months.
I keep coming back to how we underestimate them. They can even recognize individual human faces and learn to associate specific people with food.
Here's the thing that blew my mind. They don't even have stomachs, which is why they produce so much waste and basically turn small bowls into toxic environments.
Okay, but let's stress test the bowl concept for a second. It was originally just for temporary display, yet it became this global standard for permanent housing that stunts their growth.
Exactly. And when people get tired of them and dump them in local lakes, they stop being stunted and turn into 9-pound invasive monsters that wreck ecosystems.
The part nobody's talking about is their extreme survival mechanism, like how they can live in frozen ponds by switching to a metabolism that produces alcohol to survive without oxygen.
It's like they've evolved these hardcore survival traits from their carp ancestors, but we've layered these fragile, fancy traits on top of them through breeding.
Here's what bugs me about that. Some of these breeds, like the Bubble Eye or the Celestial Eye, are so physically altered they can't even swim or breed naturally anymore.
Okay, so picture this. A fish with fluid-filled sacs under its eyes, or a tail so long it can't outrun a predator. It's a total departure from the wild Carassius erratus.
So the real question is whether we've crossed a line from domestication into creating biological curiosities that depend entirely on us for survival.
It's a strange legacy for a fish that started as a genetic fluke in a Chinese garden pond over a millennium ago.